Hello, everybody, and howdy, hi, how you doing? And happy New Year's Eve 2024. Woo! I know I gotta be silly, that's just me. But I am so excited to be back over here. I know I haven't had an episode over here on the Movie Deputy channel for a little bit. So if you are just now tuning in, I made some announcements earlier this morning over on Movie Deputy Reviews about some changes that are going to be coming to Movie Deputy as of tomorrow, January 1st, 2025, where we will be celebrating the fact that it has been 25 years since the change of a millennia. And also recognizing that we are going to be as close to the year 2050 as we are from the year 2020 or two or can't talk 2000. So, because if you go 25 years backwards, we're back at the millennia, and you go 25 years forwards, that puts us at 2050. And considering I'm already 50, I don't want to think that far in advance, just because I'm just going, no, I'm much too young to feel that dang old. So, you may be wondering what the changes are that we're going to be talking about. Well, change number one is kind of it's one of the smaller things that we're going to be doing. But I kind of miss a little bit of the way that I used to write out the reviews on moviedeputy.com. And so I'm going to just start putting blurbs, just like a couple little sentences that I put together of just something I wrote out just to kind of summarize things, because I don't script any of this. It's like I just sit down and talk to you the way that I would just be telling a friend or something about the movie. But sometimes there's like little things in my head, like, oh, I meant to mention that. Or it's like, oh, I had that in my mind and it's something I wanted to bring up and I just spaced it. I'm just like, dang it. Because I don't want to go back through and re-edit and try to add something back in and and make it sound like it's ingenuine or something like that. So and it's probably not going to be on 100% of the movies, but definitely keep your eye out for these little blurbs. I actually had the first one that I did on the one that I did this morning. So if you kind of wanted to see what I'm talking about, that's kind of what I'm just talking about on that. One of the next big changes that we are going to start doing as of tomorrow, and I'm sure not all of you are going to be happy with me because of this, but it's a necessary change, I think. Think just because the speed of my growth and just kind of trying to keep up with that and trying to make everybody happy. And you can't make everybody happy all of the time. And as soon as you try, nobody's going to be happy none of the time. So I'm going to do what I think is best for Movie Deputy. I have been doing Movie Deputy now for 10 and a half years. I started her in April of 2014, and she's my baby. I have reviewed well over 2,300 movies. Obviously, they're not all on either of the podcasts yet, or even on MovieDeputy.com, because I'm like way freaking behind. So I need to get my rear in gear and kind of get going on that. But kind of a sidestep here before I get into that next announcement is I want to just touch on the fact that if you like custom products, if you like have something from a movie that is stuck in your head, or if you have a favorite movie, or and you wish, oh, I wish they had insert whatever you wish they had. Movie Deputy, oh, me myself and I, we created an Etsy store. It's moviedeputy.etsy.com, where I am doing a lot of movie inspired and movie themed merchandise. So if that's something that you want to check out, it's been a lot of fun. I've got like 70 something items up so far, and my goal is to have 10,000 plus. So I've got a long way to go, but I am definitely getting there. So that's just kind of another like little fun thing to add. Right now, some of our hottest items is I've got a Wicked inspired wrapping paper on there for fans of Wicked. And for those unaware, Wicked is available for digital download or digital purchase, renting, and it's available digitally today. So as of today, it's available digitally for you. So if that's one that you've been wanting to check out, there is that. And of course, if you want to know the review, you can just kind of check out the podcasts on that. It's on YouTube as well as all of the other podcast channels for that. But the biggest review, the thing that I think is probably going to stir up the most dust on this and I have to shake off the boots and dust off the jeans and just kind of go from there. But I am expanding our YouTube channel. Now you may think, what does that have to do with me? Well, if you want to get the latest and greatest Movie Deputy content, of course you'll still be able to find all of the reviews and everything on Spotify, Apple Music, what used to be known as iTunes, across all of the Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts. We're still going to be on all of those, so don't worry. Those are not going anywhere. But if you want to be the first to get access to the reviews, you are going to want to head over to our YouTube channel and like and subscribe to our YouTube channels. We only have the one channel. I don't know why I said channels, but channel. Because all of the movie reviews, are going to be live on YouTube a full day in advance for when they are going to be available on the rest of the podcast channels. So, like tomorrow, the review that we are talking about on January 1st, that review will be available January 1st on our YouTube channel. That exact same review will be available the following day, January 2nd, on all of the rest of our podcast channels. So it's still going to be available and it's still going to be out there. But if you want to get it first, you're going to have to go check out our YouTube channel, because I'm really trying hard to kind of push our YouTube channel. I'm not going to stop, or I'm not going to take away any of the other content, at least of the Movie Deputy reviews. I'm not going to be taking away any of the content of those, just because it's like, that's not how I want to do things. So it's still going to be all available. It's just going to be a day delay to have access to the rest of the reviews. Now you may be thinking, why am I doing that? Well, I'm trying to eventually be a little bit more independent, where I'm not having to go through some of the channels that I'm going through at the moment to get my reviews out to all of the channels. I'm trying to like restructure things a little bit. We are going to be setting up a subscription-based service later in 2025 for some very special content on that. So you're going to want to be on the lookout and on the listen out for all of that. I am in the process of trying to figure out how to do the reviews with the video, where I can have like a video in a video, where I can do like the little video of like touch on things and trailers and stuff, and where it's a video of me doing that. So I'm playing around with a little bit of that, so you're going to start seeing more and more of that in 2025. I'm really excited for that. Now, if you have been a big fan of our upcoming movies podcasts or our movie recaps podcasts, those channels, shortly after the changeover into 2025, those channels will be disappearing forever. So I know I'm going to probably have a few people upset over things like that, but I'm still going to be talking about trailers and things like that, but I'm going to be doing so in a little bit of a different format. But if, like I said, if there was any of the content on those that you wanted, or anything memorable in those that you wanted, they are still available for download. I'm scheduling the deletion of those channels for January 31st at midnight that night. So you still have time to go check those out and download any content that you wanted to from that. But at the end of January, those channels will be permanently deleted. So we will still have the Movie Deputy channel, which is where you're finding this today. And then, of course, we will always have Movie Deputy reviews, because that's the whole heart of everything I do with Movie Deputy. And people are like, well, what's the whole point of being the Movie Deputy if you're just reviewing movies? I'm like, well, that's kind of the thing, and I haven't really mentioned our tagline in a long time. I've mentioned it in person to a lot of people, but not necessarily here on the podcasts. Well, the big tagline that I have with Movie Deputy is that I interrogate movies for their plot and content. And that's really what I try to focus on when I'm looking at and watching at these movies. I can't talk today. When I'm watching the movies and everything, is I try to focus on the story, who the target audience is, the quality of the story, the message that's being told. And that's what I'm looking at. I'm not necessarily looking at all the Hollywood gobbledygook. Now, there are movies where I get caught up a little bit of the Hollywood gobbledygook, just because it's like, okay, the CGI was this, or it just wasn't believable, but that it was this, or that it was just those too much of a blur or motion stuff. And there was just so much of that going on, and it's just kind of, you're going, wait, what? So I'm not your typical movie critic. I am really good at upsetting Hollywood, so that usually tells me I'm doing something right. But I just was excited to bring a lot of these announcements to you. And like I said, I know it's going to be a lot of changes. I know that we've made a lot of changes in the last 10 years getting to this point. And making the change where I was no longer updating the website like at all to just doing the podcasts exclusively, that was my scariest jump by far. But and people are wondering, well, why did you do that? And I wanted to maybe touch on a little bit of that too. And a lot of people, I mean, are like, oh, obviously I'm a female, I'm a woman, 100% biological woman here. But if that triggers you, you know where the off button is, so don't worry about it. But my whole thing with why I did this to begin with is in the last couple of years, I have been losing dexterity in my hands. I suffer from a lot of chronic health conditions, and a traumatic brain injury the year before I started Movie Deputy changed a lot of things. And so it's affected my mobility, it's affected my dexterity, but I can still think, I can still talk. Well, half the time I can talk, half the time I'm tripping over my words, as you hear me doing way too often on here. But that's just me. I just want to leave it real. I used to like edit the programs out and edit like the because in the beginning, those breath sounds and stuff like that, and the sighs and the gaps of time just drove my brain crazy. And why does that affect me so much? Well, I am on the spectrum. I'm an adult with autism, very high functioning, but it's like my brain, I'm very neurodivergent, and I get tripped up on little things that probably most people would just be, oh, why does that bother you? That's not a big deal. And there's going to be other people that go, yes, I get it. I get that these are the little things that just trip me up. And I trip over myself half the time. So it's just, and it's absolute chaos, but it's life. And so I've learned to adapt doing things with Movie Deputy. And I did try some like voice software things a while back, but it's one of those ones you had to kind of train it as you went. And I got very frustrated very quickly because I don't know if it's my enunciation or what, but yeah, it was worse than autocorrect. I mean, there's times with autocorrect, it's like, I did not type that. And it's like, obviously, I hit the buttons, but I'm just like, it just corrected the word to something completely off of what I was using. I still use Grammarly on my computer just because it helps me. Just I unfortunately I'm guilty of run-on sentences. I know that goes clear back to like way back in school, but my brain just doesn't necessarily know when to stop a thought, and I will get going and I will just keep rolling and rolling and rolling on that thought. And I need to learn that even with talking, that there are sentences and that there are, it's not a never-ending thought. And my brain just doesn't work that way sometimes. And so from the structure of when I very first launched Movie Deputy on April 14th of 2014, when she went live that day, I had 25 reviews on the website. Seriously, there were only 25 reviews. And I used to watch the cat. I set up like one of those cheesy like little counters. It's like I built the very first website myself. And I got excited when it was like 10 people and then 25 people and then 100 people. And when we broke like 1,000 people and 5,000, 10,000, 100,000, 250,000, and when we broke 1,000,000, that was such a big deal. And now, and when we switched over from the website to the podcast format, at that point we'd had over 70 million users on the website worldwide. Now, that number to my brain even now is staggering. And I know I've lost a lot of my traffic switching over to the podcast format, but it's also we've been regaining a lot of it back, and I've been gaining a new following. And I've even introduced people to podcasts who never thought they'd ever sit down and listen to a podcast because they love the way that I do the reviews. And I've had so many parents come up to me and thank me because the way that I do these, I let them know with the whole guilty and innocent rating of if it's safe for their kids or not. And it's been a progressive thing, because I didn't do the guilty and innocent thing right off the bat. I think that started around year two or three. But it's really been a progression. And so now as we've done this, we've been doing the podcast now for a couple of years, but we're getting more into this and I'm getting more in depth and trying to figure out new things. Like I said, this video thing that I'm in the process of figuring out and just kind of doing more of that. It's a process. And I love the fact that you are all here to grow with me and that you've grown with me along on this journey. And it's exciting to see what's going to happen. And of course, okay, if there's really a lot of discourse and stuff with things, I will tweak it again. People are like, why don't you create a Discord? And I had to look up what Discord was. Okay, yeah, I'm old. I mean, it's just the thing. But I'm like, okay, do I want to create a Discord? Do I want to stay on YouTube? Do I want to go to Rumble? What do I want to do with all this? And I'm still trying to figure some of that stuff out. But right now I know I want to really push our content on YouTube. It's such a wide base, and not everybody has Spotify, and not everybody has Apple Music, and not things like that. But YouTube is accessible to basically anybody. So I want to be more accessible to people, and where people can find what they're looking for easier. And is it going to necessarily be easier? I don't know. I don't have all the answers, but I'm figuring it out as I go. And I am just so glad that you are on the path with me. So be sure to go over and check out our YouTube channel. It's just simply Movie Deputy, so nice and simple on that. And hit like and subscribe, and be sure to hit that little bell for the notifications. I'm not going to be one of these annoying content creators that puts that little thing on there where it reminds you with the little visual thing and with the ding and all this. No, it's like, you know what buttons to push to always get the latest and greatest Movie Deputy content. Or at least I hope you do. And if you have questions, I can try to answer them to the best of my abilities. YouTube, it's also easier for me to respond to comments and questions underneath the videos on there. I think our video with the most things is an old trailer stuff that we posted, but it's almost up to 700,000 views. But that's not any of the podcast episodes yet that are that big, but I think our biggest podcast episode on YouTube is around 15,000 views. So, but we're getting there. But I am looking forward to this next year of changes. We will be 11 years old in April. And as you, I don't know if you guys have caught on to this, but if you missed it, we did have a 12 Days of Christmas contest that was amazingly successful. And we had a bunch of great winners and stuff on that. And we're going to be doing a few other new types of contests and things like that as time goes on. I'm actually already planning out the one for the next holiday season. But I, like I said, I'm having a lot of fun with this. I hope you are too. And I just want to say thank you to all of you. I couldn't do this without you. And I'm hoping that this at least helps you a little bit when you're trying to decide what movies that you want to watch or what ones you want to check out or what ones are safe and fun for your little ones. Just kind of across the board. It's like I love just about all genres of movies, and I just have a lot of fun with it, so I hope you do too. So, until next time, I will be back soon, and you'll have to keep an eye on this channel because we're going to have some more content coming out over here too. But again, I hope this has helped you at least a little bit, and I thank you for coming along with me, and I can't wait to see you next year. Bye-bye!